And we're also going to now transition to a time of prayer, heading into time for Holy Communion. There are some prayers that I want to share with the congregation, important ones to share today, but certainly some blessings and thanksgivings to share. I want to start off with that. First of all, for the group that came yesterday, for the backpack ministry, the blessing on the gifts that will be given, that they are used in ways to promote life and care for others. And then we also want to pray for our Extending Peace Committee that's gathering for the first time next Sunday. Also, a prayer of thanks for the gift of marriage for John and Lucy Leach. They celebrated on December 31st, their 35th wedding anniversary. John and Lucy, we know you're in the car listening to us this morning. Great to have you here. They're out in the parking lot. And then also we want to give thanks for the gift of life to Oscar Gutbrod, our very own Oscar. Today is his birthday, so we're thankful for that. Also, prayers of protection and strength for Jim Reams. He's heading in for knee replacement surgery on Thursday. Jim, God's peace be with you. And then also for Terry Stouter, who had some treatment for his hip that was dislocated this week. We want to pray for his recovery as well. Let us rise for a time of prayer as we uplift our concerns and our praises and thanks to God, our Heavenly Father. Let us go to God in prayer for ourselves, for God's people around the world, and for all people in their various circumstances. Lord, we pray for this new year that is here, that you continue to bless us, your people chosen before the foundation of the world, so that we may be a blessing to others. Fill us with the wisdom of your word. Lead and guide our visioning, goal setting, and planning so that we have a positive impact in our world both now and for all eternity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for all who lead in government, in the public and private sectors, and in your church, that they lead with your wisdom, so that the decisions they make are in line with your will for all people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for all who are hurting, grieving, and struggling in their heart, soul, strength, and mind. For those that we name now, Lord, may your presence uplift each person even this hour. Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Mike and Brent, Brian, Jean, Carol, Courtney, Spencer, Beverly, George, Joyce, Peggy, Brett. And Lord, we pray a special blessing on the Schultz family, Christopher and Noel, as they travel this upcoming week, that you would smooth out those details, that you would uplift them with your presence each step that they take. Lord, also for Jim Reams heading into surgery this Thursday, we pray that your presence calm Jim heading into that surgery. Give the surgeons and medical team the necessary skill and alertness to give this operation to Jim. We also pray for Terry. With his recent hospital stay and treatment this last week, give him hope and renewed strength in the coming year. Lord, we thank you for the backpack ministry team that met yesterday. We thank you for the hearts that were here to serve. And we do pray for the connection that is made with those items to those that are less fortunate, those that are struggling, Lord. We pray with your blessing that they would uplift spirits and souls both now and for all eternity. Lord, for the Extending Peace team that meets next week, we thank you for the blessings that this church has been for many, many years. We pray that this committee would be guided by you as we seek to further those blessings in our community. Lord, we also pray for those that are ill in our congregation, those who are waiting for tests, those who are isolated and lonely in this time, while they wait to recover. Lord, be with them. May we be a blessing to them, and let them always know that they're never alone, that you will never leave or forsake them. Lord, today we also give you thanks for the gift of life and marriage for John and Lucy Leach as they celebrate 35 years of marriage, and then the gift of life, too, for Oscar, We thank you for the blessing he is and pray that your hand of protection would give him strength and also much laughter and joy in his life too in the year ahead. Lord, we pray all these things today, that each person experience your dear, sweet love for them as you lead, guide, and provide for each one. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for those who are beginning this year with goals to read the Bible and learn more about you, that you connect them with your people so that, as with Philip and the Ethiopian, there is someone to help them understand the mystery of your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your dear love through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.